I'd really like to talk about legacy. Now, this came up because recently I've been researching the history of St. Mary and All Saints Church in Plimstock, and this is for some upcoming St. Mary's Open Days, which are being held next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 8th to 10th of August. We'll be telling the history of the church and the men who left the parish during World War I, never to return. This prompted me really to think about legacy. As an ancient parish church, there are so many great and interesting stories that one can research to bring its past to light. One such set of documents I've been reading recently are the slightly dull-sounding churchwarden accounts, which date from the mid-16th to the late 17th centuries. The early accounts are full of names of local people conducting work in or around the church, and record their tasks, their wages and such like. Take, for instance, James Candish, who in 1650 was paid to mend the seats in the church, or John Lakeman, who in 1669 was paid to cut wood in the churchyard. It struck me when reading through the accounts that much of their tangible work is no more. However, inasmuch as their work and names have long been forgotten, the one thing that survives to this day is their name, and in some places their signature, occasionally written in their own scrawling handwriting. So as I say, it prompted me to think of legacy, and their legacy in particular. Today, in some cases, only their name or their signature survives to evidence their life. And it got me thinking as to what people may read about us in 400 years' time, by way of evidencing our lives. It made me realise more clearly that we are largely makers of our own destiny, with great control over our individual legacies. So today, I'd like to ask you a rhetorical question by wondering what you might consider your legacy to be, or indeed, how would you like those generations after us to learn about us?